Hi, hey, hello there. Hi, boys and girls. Hi, kids. Hey, come in here right now because it's time for the party with Big John and Sparky.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter, the beginning of the long voyage home. Well, this is a very quiet day. We're on our way back to... Well, we hope we're on our way back home. Actually, our ship is going down the Congo River to the port city of Boma. And from then on, we'll be going across the Atlantic Ocean on our way back to Cincinnati, Ohio in the good old USA. After a very adventure-packed trip to Africa, we're aboard the April Blossom.
John.
Yep, so we are back to the United States, back to our home in Cincinnati. Oh, I'm telling you fellas, it's gonna be good to see the old Queen City again, Missouri.
I shall be glad to get back inside my good old taxi cab again.
Oh, I know I'll be glad to get back inside our clubhouse shack in Wubbledings Woods again. Boy, our club hasn't had a secret meeting for such a long time, I'll bet all us kids have forgotten how to even have one.
Well, it won't take us long to get back home. Captain Swinney says that once we get out into the Atlantic Ocean, he's going to use the diesel engines along with our sails.
Yes, and this old ship can really make the march when their engines are put into use.
I wonder how much longer it'll be before we reach the mouth of this river.
Ooh. I don't think we're too far from Boma.
And that's the town where the Congo River empties into the ocean, isn't it?
That's right, lad. It's the first town we saw when we landed here in Africa.
Well, isn't it too bad we didn't get around to searching the jungle for your old friend Charlie Rushlaw?
Yes, that is right. What do you mean, that is right? Right. Me. Trying to get sense out of this guy is like trying to find a needle in a haystack when there ain't no needle been lost.
I know what you mean. Hey, Sparky, suppose you go up to Captain Squinty's cabin and try to find out how soon he thinks we'll be reaching the ocean, huh?
That's a good idea, Big John. Okay.
Say, what's going on up ahead there? Looks like the river all of a sudden gets awful wide. I think there's a town up there, too.
Yeah, so it is. Well, back to civilization. Now I really feel as if we're finally started on our trip back home.
Yeah, I wonder what course Captain Squinty will follow.
Here comes Sparky running out of Captain Squinty's cabin. Maybe Captain Squinty told him what he intends to do.
Boy, you know, if you just wait a little bit longer, you wouldn't have asked me to go over there. We're going to the ocean. Can you see it?
Yeah.
It won't be long now.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
I see it. As a matter of fact, we saw it just before you came out of Captain Squinty's cabin.
Yeah, boy. Won't be long now. We'll be home. Home. H-O-A-M. And I'll be seeing good old Ravaders, McEaster, and Mike, and Finster, and John Cleverding, and Hennessy Q, and Isidore Dean, Wunderlich, and Cheryl Rappaport, and all the rest of the guys in our gang. Oh,
how about your dog? How about your dog, Bunny?
Yeah. And Bunny, my bulldog, too. Boy, I almost forgot about him. Also, Pedro, my parrot.
Yeah, Pedro, your parrot. Boy, I almost forgot about him. As far as I'm concerned, I'd just soon forget about him from here on out.
Anybody expecting a telephone call? Telephone's ringing.
Hey, you see, that's not a telephone. That's the ship's bell. Tell us what time it is. Rang four times.
Oh, fine. 4 o'clock. land? Is it 4 o'clock in the morning or is it 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
Neither one.
Well, it seems to me it's a little bit late in the day to be 4 o'clock in the morning. Leastways, I have never seen it this late at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Well, it isn't 4 o'clock in the morning, Hughie.
Fine. I didn't think so. Like I said, it looks like it's too late today to be 4 o'clock in the morning. Then again, I think it's too early to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
It isn't 4 o'clock in the afternoon either, Yuki.
Yeah, that's what I said, lad. It looks like it's too early of the day to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Besides, we haven't had our dinner yet.
It's 10 o'clock in the morning, Yuki.
10 o'clock in the morning, yeah. 10 o'clock in the morning? Well, why in the world did that bell ring 4 times? Hey, you better go tell Captain Squiddy that his clock is fast, or slow, or something like that.
Well, Captain Squiddy's clock isn't wrong. When it rings 4 times, that means it's either 2 o'clock, or 6 o'clock, or 10 o'clock.
Yeah, fine. Hey, now, wait a minute, lad. You say when the clock on this here ship strikes 4, it's either 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or 10 o'clock?
Oh, that's right.
Well, when the clock strikes 4, how come it isn't 4 o'clock? And when it's 2 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or 10 o'clock, why doesn't the clock strike 2 or 6 or 10?
Well, you see, it's, what it is, Big John, why doesn't it?
Don't get me involved in this, Sparky. I don't understand any more about it than you do.
Mayor, can you explain it to Yuki?
Listen, any baboon can understand the clock system they got on board ship. Yuki, you see, when the ship's bell rings one time, that means it's either 12:30, 4:30, or 8:30. You understand that?
Fine. You mean I can have my pick?
Yes, that's right. You can have your pick. No, you can't have your pick, Yuki. It's either 12:30 or 4:30 or 8:30.
12:30, 4:30, or 8:30 in the morning or the afternoon?
Well, you see, that... Well, you see, Yuki, it's either one.
You mean I can have my pick whether it's morning or afternoon?
No. It has to be one or t'other.
Yes, that's what I say. Well, which one is it?
Well, if it's morning, it's morning. If it's evening, it's evening.
Yes, that is right. If it's morning, it's morning. If it's afternoon, it's afternoon. But when the ship's bell rings one time, how come it isn't then 1 o'clock?
That is a good question.
Look, Yuki.
Fine.
Like this. When the ship's bell rings one time, it's either 12:30, 4:30, or 8:30.
Yeah, well, which one is it? Don't you know either? Seems to me when the ship's bell rings one time, it should be 1 o'clock. Mayor, how many times does the ship's bell ring when it is 1 o'clock?
2 times.
Now, that's not the funniest way of having a clock ring that I have ever heard. Everything's backwards. When the ship's bell rings 2 times, it ain't 2 o'clock, it's 1 o'clock.
Or it could be 5 o'clock or 9 o'clock.
What could?
When the ship's bell rings 2 times.
Mayor, are you confused?
Yes. I don't know what I mean.
Yes, that's what I think. Then on top of that, Mayor, from now on, when I don't want to know what time it is, I shall look at my dollar biscuit, which I bought up at Clyde Pillwaller's strip store back in the summer of 1931. Keeps perfect time. Strikes every hour on the hour. When it rings 2 times, by George, it's 2 o'clock. Now there goes that crazy ship's bell ringing 5 times. What time is it now, Mayor?
10:30, Yuki, and don't ask me why.
That's the craziest thing I ever heard. When the bell rings 5 times, it's 10:30. What time is it when the bell rings 10 times?
Doesn't ring 10 times.
Fine. There you are. I told you this ship's clock was wrong. Say, lad, when your clock on the battle back home in Cincinnati strikes 13 times, what time is it?
Yuki, our clock back home doesn't strike 13 times.
Well, that is right. But what if it would? What time would it be?
Well, okay, I don't know. What time would it be?
When the clock strikes 13 times, it'd be time to get the clock fixed. Yes, me, it's time for Captain Squiddy to get his ship clock fixed there. Boy.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, this has all been very confusing, but I must say, perhaps Yuki has a point. Mayor, when it's 1 o'clock, why does the ship's bell ring 2 times instead of just once?
Now, listen, Big John. Don't you get started on that, too.
Hey, notice something. What happened to temperature? Look, we're out on the ocean. Temperature isn't anywhere in sight.
Well, what do you know about that? Huh. We were so busy talking, we didn't even notice that we had left Africa far beyond the horizon.
Oh, we're way out at sea. Homeward bound at last. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. Wasn't that funny when the mayor tried to explain to Yuki how the ship's clock system works? and you know, come to think of it, I wonder why the ship's bell doesn't ring just 1 time when it's 1 o'clock instead of 2 times. Oh, boy. Well, we're way out in the Atlantic Ocean now, kids. There isn't a patch of land in sight anywhere, and we're seeing less and less seagulls flying in the air, and that's a pretty good sign that we're pretty far from land, and that we're well on our way home. Boy, I can't wait till we get home, can you? Oh, boy. I'll see you tomorrow, kids. So long. Thank you.